Well, the Huskies maybe not have maybe not won the way that they wanted to have won the first two games of the season, but they're 2-0, and that's all that matters right now. The Huskies heading on the road for the first time this coming weekend to Saginaw Valley State. And let's talk with Coach Curley with us here. Coach, congratulations on the win. I know it was kind of a stressful one. 28-27, the final. The Huskies come back, win that game, but what a great victory. And as you said after the game, when the guys had to make plays, they did.
Well, they did, Dirk, and you know, there's a lot of things that we can fix, but you know, right now we've got two W's already in the bag, and you know, I guess you can't be any better after two games and 2-0.
Coach, seems like we've played a lot of close games the last few years, and I think I looked it up. We played 10 games decided by 7 points or less since 2013, the start of 2013 season. What is it about this team that seems to get it done? You're 8-2 in those games.
Well, I think a lot of the times, I think we've got good character kids. I think, I think we've got very intelligent kids, so that, when one play can make a difference, whether it be an assignment or making a play on defense, we've been fortunate enough to, have kids that understand exactly where they should be and what should happen, and then have the ability to make that play that flips you from an L to a W.
I know there are a few things that you mentioned that you weren't happy with as far as the way the guys played, and one of those was getting off the field on third downs defensively. And how do you correct that, Coach, or how do you work on that in practice, or is it just a mental thing to make the play?
Well, we look back and charted it from last week. I think there was 19 plays that were 9 yards or more against us, and I think 9 of them were on third down, and that's that's a down. And there was, they got off, they stayed on the field on a 3rd and 13 and got 17. They had 3rd and 11 and got 15. Those are things that, and there were situations where, we lost contain twice and lost our leverage, and a guy got outside and was able to run up the sideline. And, a couple times we just, once we missed 3 tackles on one play and, let a route go that we had prepared and knew exactly, we'd coached it exactly what was going to happen, and it was right there, and we just didn't make a play. So, I think the things that you coach and try to, get them so that the next time this happens, then, we don't make the same mistake twice. That's huge.
How about offensively? Third down seemed to be, kind of up and down for us. So we hit a couple, but there seemed to be a couple we left on the table too.
Well, we're close to 50% in third downs on offense, and that's good. I mean, we've always said 40-45% is usually going to be up there in the league. I think we're, the top 3 or 4 in the league there. I think we've done a very good job on third down. Big part of that is the quarterback. He's made some plays both with his. With his arm and his legs in both ball games. We did have 2, this past weekend where we went for it on 4th down, and both times we had a chance, we had a play, we had a guy open, and we didn't make the play at cues. So there's things there that we can fix, but by and large, Brandon's done a great job, on the conversion downs, keeping us on the field.
Coach, you going back to defense. They tried the double pass on you, and it just looked awkward right from the start, and you guys did a great job of covering that. Were you expecting any of those type of plays from Malone?
Yeah, we'd prepped all week on, their tricks or their gadgets, and, to their credit, guys, they did a nice job. They attacked us where they made us, play the whole field, which is, hard for defenses. I mean, they, put us in space, and, the quarterback threw the ball very well. He was a very poised senior quarterback, and, we didn't see him a year ago, and, he was very impressive, and they had guys that could get open and catch the football. The freshman, 19, he's going to be a heck of a player.
With the game on the line and your defense on the field, is it becoming a point now where you're getting pretty confident that those guys can get out there and get a stop?
Well, we hope so, but like this past week, we held them, and there's still over 4 minutes to go when they kicked, and then our offense never gave them the ball back.
Yeah, that was big.
We took the whole last 4.5 minutes off the clock and got 2 or 3 first downs and ran it and took clock and forced them to use their timeouts and actually killed the clock, where our defense never had to go back on the field to end it at the end.
Saginaw Valley State coming up this weekend, a place we haven't won in a long time. How do we go down there and get a win against these guys finally?
Well, I don't know. I think we got to play well, Wes, but I've never had the good fortune of walking off that field with a W, and I think I've probably been at this place as long as anybody now. And, you know, we've had a couple chances. You know, we missed a field goal down there and lost by one or two, and, you know, went the wrong way on a two-point play and lost by a point. And, you know, we've had some good games with them. We just haven't been fortunate. But, you know, those are all in the past. As we told the young people yesterday, I mean, this football team has a chance to do something that a lot of teams haven't, and that should be a great motivating factor for you.
Well, the Cardinals are 0-2 on the season, Coach. That Tiffin game last week, they got shut out. What have you seen on film from that? Was that a misleading score at all?
Yeah, to a degree. I mean, Tiffin's a really good football team, yeah. and the quarterback they got right there now is he's special. You know, he makes an awful lot of plays, and they got Sagan out in space, and, you know, really got him. And I think it was one of those things like the, you know, snowball going downhill. That once they got it rolling, just seemed like everything, you know, could go right for them, and bad for Saginaw did. But I think right now I still think Saginaw's played quite well defensively. And I think their issues seem to be right now is moving the ball and scoring points. They've juggled a couple quarterbacks. They've juggled three or four running backs. And so I think that's kind of where, you know, we've got to be ready, because we know that we'll get, you know, whatever they got left in the bag, it's going to get thrown at us this week.
Coach Curley from the Michigan Tech football team is with us. Coach, go back a little bit more talking about putting the ball on the ground. We had a couple of fumbles. I know there were a couple of muff punts, one for each team out there. I know that's something that the coaching staff doesn't tolerate, even if there's the sun issue out there. But your thoughts on how you correct that going into this week?
Well, we only had one fumble. You know, we fumbled the football on the second series, and it, you know, and that was just, you know, sloppy, and we'll get that corrected and fixed. And you know, then we had the muff on the punt, and, you know, and I think Brett lost it in the sun, made a bad decision. He probably shouldn't have, you know, gone after it then, just let it, you know, got away from it, but he thought he could save it. And you know, that happens. You know, you don't like to see it, but you know, those were the two, if you want to say, turnovers that we had.
Coach, 2-0 in the standings, atop the GLIAC North right now. We saw a big road win from Grand Valley over Ohio Dominican. Any other surprises or anything like that?
I thought the Tiffin score was you know, one that surprised me. You know, Ashland had to go to overtime to beat. Yeah. To beat Walsh. You know, Michigan Tech at home had a nail biter with Malone. You know, Lake Erie didn't have the good back. I don't think he played, so that's why that score got a little bit outdated. You know, the one thing is the league went 3-0 out of conference, right. Which is, you know, always good. Always helps your you know, your playoff points, your rankings, your, you know, that stuff. So that was good.
Well, it's going to be a great game, and we can't wait because, like you said, hopefully some history can be made. The Huskies taking on Saginaw Valley State on Saturday afternoon. Our pregame will start at 12:30 right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And, Coach, the weather for the first two home games, you can't, as a fan, ask for much more. It's got to be a lot of fun seeing that VIP tailgate party packed up there and how many people are. And, you know, I'm noticing a lot of new faces at Michigan Tech games. I don't ask people, you know, if they've ever been. They just look like they're fresh faces at these games. That this I don't know, the buzz about this program, even though it's already huge, seems to get bigger every year.
Well, we hope so. And, you know, we know our next two home games should be really good crowds. You know, with the night game with that school down the road a little bit coming in, and then our homecoming game 2 weeks after that. So, like I said, we've got four of them before the 10th of October, and you know, we should get good weather, and we're excited.
Coach, congratulations on the win. I know this segment almost, if somebody was just tuning in, you would think maybe we didn't win this game, and that, to me, is a sign of how great this program is. When you win a close game against a team that a lot of people thought, you know, we're supposed to, you know, outside of the football program, thought we were supposed to win by a lot more. And I think that's a sign of a good team that we're talking about it almost in a negative way. Congratulations on the big win.
Well, we appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good day.
All right, that's Coach Curley here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More Huskies Drive Time coming up in just a little bit. We'll go from one undefeated team to another right after this on Mix 93.